New Waterford residents prepare for Glory Hole Classic, 2nd of February 2007. This is Grace Mackey reporting for our news. Waterford, Nova Scotia. Local residents and businesses are gearing up for the 69th annual Glory Hole Classic at Breton Education Centre. The yearly event includes a basketball tournament, a week-long orgy, and a seven-day Coke blender. The basketball tournament involves teams coming from all across Canada to compete in the tournament, with the prize being 72 virgins for the winning team. Another Glory Hole Classic event that coincides with the basketball tournament is the annual Bangathon. In the Bangathon, girls from the ages of 12 to 40 have competitions with one another to see who can have something with the most basketball players. There is also a BJ competition between the girls, for which Glory Holes are provided, this being how the tournament got its name. The players are housed at the prestigious Breton Education Centre, which can also be converted to a five-star hotel. Hookers from all over Cape Breton Island have flocked to New Waterford in anticipation of the Glory Hole Classic. Some have camped outside of the Breton Education Centre hoping to sell their wares, while others have started working the corners around Electrician Avenue, the main drag in New Waterford. Businesses in New Waterford are booming because of all the tourists and hookers flocking to the town. Seymour Cox, the owner of Shoppers Drug Mart on Electrician Avenue, says that they can't keep anything on the shelf.
Prescriptions of OxyContin and Percocet have just been flying off the shelf,
Cox was quoted as saying. The liquor store has also seen an increase in business with the teenage basketball players coming to town.
Can't keep any gun, shower, shot, pants, or Colt 69 on the shelf,
says cashier Mike Hunt. Despite the economic and sexual benefits, some residents of the town don't think the tournament is a good idea. Nadine, a New Waterford resident who says she isn't going to be sharing head at the tournament, thinks the tournament is a bad idea.
It just teaches girls that they are only instruments for a man's sexual pleasure. Damn straight.
Other residents were more ambivalent about the tournament.
Well, I wouldn't personally participate in any of the sexual activities going on this week. Who knows what diseases are flying around? But the tournament does give me increased opportunity to sell my product,
says Ashley, a local marijuana dealer. Despite the objections of some of the residents, most New Waterforders are in favour of the tournament, as it injects lots of capital, even if it's dirty, into the town's floundering economy. A quick note to whoever wrote this article, it's a little bit shitty, so yeah, but I survived.